Slam. Everything just sounds so much better on Slam.
Under the pressure, yeah, under the pressure. If you watch, I'll be taking away now. We cheat in a second, cause we all under pressure.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Slam. 100.5.
FM.
Slam. 100.5.
FM.
Why you always in the mood? Around like I'm brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood?
Slam. Slam. 100.5. Progressive and unstoppable.
In less than no time I gone. Don't give me meat. Don't give me meat. Don't give me meat. Pero papa man Pamela, ya le lo siento. Since you love the job so much, give me what you need.
Where's that, man?
Slam 100.5. 100.5.
You having a party?
Every day.
The Grand Slam Morning Show.
Well, Trini people, yes, you love your drama. And you know Blaze is the drama farmer.
Well, this is Tall Prince and the drama wins it.
Drama wins it.
Oh, God, no.
This is Destra, inside drama on the Grand Slam Morning Show. Don't do me that.
Yes. Yes. 14 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock, my friends. Good morning and welcome to the Grand Slam Morning Show. Slam 100.5, Progressive Urban. Broadcasting from downtown Port of Spain, to be exact, you know what I mean? St. Vincent Street, to be exact, you know? Second floor, we in the building. We are in the building. Hope you got up this morning, my friend. Said that prayer, and it is off to the races for sure. Make sure and lay that foundation. Make sure and say that prayer, you know? Today, Drama Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. We're coming to the end of another month in 2020. And I must say, the month fly fast.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to tell you. That month fly real fast. And coming down to Christmas, coming down to the end of the year, the month is fly fast, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, find that. Will we checking in? Selector Miles, the Fresh Prince of the Belmonte region. Morning, Miles up.
Yep, morning.
Blaze to the Mogul, the Mayor of Sour City. We're ready to go. On a Drama Wednesday. Yeah, the month. Anytime Christmas come in, the end of the year, Monday's fly. Monday's had a fly from all September, so. After school, well, August holidays. Just sat up.
Yeah.
Down the line. So we hit the headlines. On the Trinidad and Tobago Guardian, still $3, Sweet Guardian. And it says, UK Bajan cops take charge. Millions seized as DSS raided again. Owner, lawyer oversee counting of cash. And financial unit digs deeper into money trail. And a picture here of Drug Susu founder Karen Clark speaking to a policeman after officers raided his operation in La Hoqueta Arima yesterday again. Also, Minister West, public servants still on rotational system. Didn't understand. I heard speak yesterday on CNC3, and I didn't too understand. It seemed contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
The PM said, you know, public servants, he said that out 100%.
Yeah.
From Monday, and then she's saying, well, it's not really 100% is, you know, is the rotation, something with the rotation. But from the time, if the PM says public servants are out, they don't mean they're out to work at home.
Yeah.
That's not what it means, what it would mean to me.
Out is out.
Out is out. Out is outside. Yeah, out is outside. You know what I mean? West is saying work from home plan still holds for public servants. I don't understand how that can still hold and the PM said is out. You know?
Mm.
So I guess that is something we, you know, have to look at. George to make decision on restaurants by weekend. That's Peter George, owner of Trent Restaurants. Rembrandt is saying TNT can feed itself, which I totally agree with. And this That has been said long time.
Yeah.
You know, that is something that, I mean, I would really like. He has, in terms of, you know, the agriculture ministers in the past were just, they're just they. You know, they're just they. But I think I love Minister Rambarat's approach. He really seemed like he digging down into it, and he wants this. He wants agriculture to become a mainstay and to really bring up the agriculture prowess of the country. And he seems like he's working towards that. And I know after years and decades, and it's a hard road to dig.
Yeah.
But I want to commend him. He's there, and he's doing the work as best as he can. You know? What else? Man fearful, heart could stop beating at any time. This is Errol Ghani, a pensioner. He you'll have to check up on that story. You see, what we are talking about. Malzo Barrett confirms he will challenge Kamala for UNC post. Vasan Barrett. Now we said that. We said that. Well, Rudal not going. Well, Devan Maraj. I mean, I don't know how seriously they would take him. But Vasant, he would step in.
Danny didn't have to say that.
No, I don't know how serious even the UNC population would take him to put him as leader, you know?
So Vasant is going up.
Vasant is going up. And they'll look upon him seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll win. That's another thing. But they'll look upon him like a serious contender.
They will.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Miles, we are there. I'm going to give one more senator, one sparrow back in town. Bring the mighty sparrow back home and open a Venezuelan village for Venezuelans to sell their art, food, craft, wares.
Which senator is this?
Bielsing.
Okay.
Not Terrence.
Not Terrence.
Senator Dr. Varma Bielsing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, so let's try to move to a story that makes a little more sense.
Yeah, it's our time check.
Yeah, because that to me, anyway. Second daily there, Malzo.
Yep, on the front page of the second daily, headline reads, "Caught on tape, senior police officer tells DSS founder in WhatsApp conversation his business is not a crime and discusses firearm license." Also have a picture here of the founder of the drug susu, DSS, Karen Clark, speaking to a police officer outside the operation on Kathleen Warner Drive in La Hawkeye. This was yesterday. And also on the front page, final story, new money from Monday.
Yeah.
New bills coming up.
Polymer, we getting poly. Well, we already have it in the 100 in the blue notes.
In the 100 and the 50, but they're topping up the 50.
So they top, oh yeah, the 50 too. They're topping up the 50. Yeah. Nice.
They're bringing out.
They're coming with the greens and the purples.
From Monday, you'll have 5, 10, and 20. And then in the new year.
Oh, the green, the gray, and the purples.
Yeah. And then in the new year, the 1 and the 50.
What were the dolls?
Well, the 1 in the new year.
The ones?
Yeah, the ones coming in the new year and the top up of the 50.
Oh, well, nice.
Oh, well, no, 50 looking like again a revamp, you know.
50 gonna revamp?
Yeah, looking like it doesn't look like the same 50.
Probably they're bringing it up to the same format.
Yeah.
As the hundreds.
They all look in sync.
Yeah, when a man have a stack, you have a fresh stack.
Yeah, right.
Fresh cash.
So
I mean, it's a fresh cash.
So from Monday, 5s, 10s, and 20s. And in the new year, the dollar bills and the 50s.
Well, we looking for that. I mean, folks could I will take the old ones. If you have any old ones,
you start collecting them from now.
Yeah, if I have any old ones, bring it for me now to get rid of and go and get the new ones.
You're giving them back the new ones, or you
nah, that don't go and get it. I still have 4, you know, Miles. That's still bothering me, you know.
What, $400 bills?
Yes, but I find 400 like the old ones, and I find
no way to change it.
That's why I find the nation tell me there's no way I could change it.
None at all?
None at all. They say no. Well, I went to the bank tell me no.
Right. The bank definitely.
The bank say no. Better you make a spin with them. Because I carry it. And they say no. Put it back in your pocket and go ahead. I didn't check the central, but folks say the central bank, they're not taking that.
Wow.
And that 400, that is, I mean.
Remember, that was a deadline, huh?
I know, but I find it. You know, remember, I find it after, yeah. Look, somebody said they find 1500. You know, sometimes you have money and you just say, wait now. Yeah, look, I find.
Yeah.
I find they should make a little way for the finders.
No. Well, they should
make a little way for we now.
Well, they should be stashing money in the hole and thing all over the place.
That's a them is rainy day thing.
Yeah, but look,
100 in our pocket.
But you couldn't even find it.
Yeah, boy.
You didn't find it, you know, for rainy day, though. I sure rainy days came and you didn't even remember.
Yeah, boy. I find it cleaning out, you know.
Well, you see, so.
Cleaning out a draw.
Have a rainy day spot.
Yeah. But you only put different spots, you know.
Well, you gotta remember.
Because you remember, it's not one rainy day. If it's a different rainy day.
Well, then you gotta remember your spots.
Well, all right. Well,
I can't count.
I learn.
Yeah.
Now I gotta make sure and get out all my, you know, much ones I have.
Well, yeah.
Mas, you know, much ones I deserve.
Singles button.
Yeah. Anyway, on the third daily, 55 million on apples and grapes. Also, same front page, police visit. Defense Force Officer Lance Corporal Karen Clark, administrator of the DSS, the drug Susu, and he's speaking to a police. Well, a police officer looks like he's speaking to him. More cash receipts seized in La Hoqueta, another DSS raid. So that kind of encapsulated yesterday, yesterday afternoon at least. Yeah.
Candles were lighting and stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, they will light. That seems to be the norm. It seems to be the, you know, whenever the SS is doing this, you know, whenever the raids take place, light candles light, you know. The money looking nice, man. The money look nice. Uh-huh. But somebody said they find 400. Somebody said it. 600, they find in the Sun Piggy Bank, like they forget that day. People find it. Yeah. People find it. Somebody say find us keepers, yes? Yes, how to keep it. I'll give you $50 for one of your 100. The old 100s, boy. I feel we can make a deal there, you know.
They're giving you 50 for the...
For my whole 100.
What are they going to do with it?
I don't know. That's not really my business. My business is the transaction. We do with it after. They could frame it, you could...
Well, I don't know what you're going to do with it. So I suppose they have a way to get 100 for the 100.
Well, that's up to them. I get my 50 and I roll. I count my losses. I get 200 and I good.
Well,
alright. At least I get something. Alright, so we will make the deal. I'll get about 400s. We'll bring a 50 now. And I'll organize it with the 100s after.
It's not same time, brother. Same time.
But I'll go looking for it. I don't know where it is again. Hey, I wanted to ask the nation something. As I don't know if you know, if you get two numbers on the Powerball, you get anything?
No.
You didn't get a free quick pick or anything like that?
Well, just now, I'll tell you. I can tell you, you know. I'll check it and tell you, you know.
Because I got two numbers on a Powerball, you know.
I think that might be a free quick pick, but let me confirm.
Yeah. So the lucky quick pick ticket was purchased, a quick pick ticket too, eh?
Yeah.
Alright, so because of Old Road, because of you Old Road, it had no traffic report this morning. They're just making sure now.
My boy, what is that? Hold on, what is that about?
Just, you know, it's just vibes in the mouth. Right. You realize the vibes, right?
No, you realize what's going on here, right?
You realize the vibes. It's a certain vibes.
I realize as soon
Old Road dealing with.
As soon as Belmont started to get big up. Yes,
it's not a matter of Belmont getting bigger for now. I love Belmont to get bigger for now. But it shouldn't be at anyone else's expense.
But
that's what Old Road doing. Old Road is bigger than Belmont at Sour expense.
But for years.
Just bigger Belmont. I never really big up Sour at Belmont expense, you know.
Please, you didn't, but Old Road was doing it all the time and you used to love it.
Ask Old Road, I used to call him and say, Old Road, what to you, boy?
Please, the first time you called Old Road was 2 days ago. Don't remember that.
Oh, good.
Fargo broke like Josh.
Yeah, Miles. What's going on? Like, we going to be thing now. The Nation done calling the phone lines already, the Nation.
Well, all right. What's the Nation?
The Nation, the phone lines loaded right now, the Nation.
All right, now I realize you kind of start to go again slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Using the whole room is not too little.
Yeah. Let's, let me get it, let me do the right thing now. Well, Nation, it is about that time where we welcome all and sundry to the biggest morning show ever since the invention of this thing called the FM frequency. My nation, we say welcome to Drama. Yes, if you're calling us, please call us at 624-1005 or 623-5001. And don't forget the hashtag. Once you are hitting us up on social media, hashtag Drama Wednesdays. We want to thank all our Twitter family in advance. Yeah. Yes, hello, good buddy.
Yo, Blaze.
Yes, good buddy.
Let's talk a good hour this morning before we open the phone lines, guys.
No, well, we have ads and we have ad libs, you know? So.
All right, good. Well, three things trend that I don't miss.
Okay.
The Lies by Nestle.
We don't miss it, right?
8 hours on the Panorama to go to Tobago.
Right.
JW on the morning.
Whoa, Bertrand.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Yeah, boy. I got the Nation was calling. You see sometimes how the Nation is. All right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Slam 100.5.
6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and it's our second hour here on the Grand Slam Morning Show today, Drama Wednesday. We continue the drama. I see Sasha singing our next drama, yes?
Sasha singing our next drama,
and she reveals some things about her man, anyway.
Well, this is Tall Prince said the Drama Wednesday.
Drama Wednesday.
Oh God, all you do me that. Trinidad, do me that.
Mm-hmm. 1 yard Friday, boy. Everybody talking about 1 yard, boy. It's 1 yard, you know. We in the yard. And we don't only want to view it. We want to donate. We want to pledge. We want to do the right thing. You know what I mean? Because think about it. You'll be helping a child, you know. At the end of the day, not every child has a laptop, a device. So you would be helping a child. A little goes a long way. So let's band together and help. You know what I mean? Especially if you're bread and butter already. You could have butter somebody else's bread. Or help buy butter so they could butter. You know? So it go. All right, so Miles... Well, you know what time it is.
After the way we started, we really couldn't go back in, boy. That start was kind of terrible, though.
Maybe Sasha?
No, not Sasha.
I can't say nothing on the show, right? Yes. Well, Nisha, this is about that time again where we delve inside the drama and see... what it is. 624-1005-623-5001. Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my brothers.
Yes, good morning.
Please, I hear that fit in CG will be at 1 yard for the butter hops.
A what?
A fit in CG. Will be at 1 yard for the butter.
Okay, there's no... I just referenced... Nation. Come on. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Who do that witch out that has been playing?
Where's that?
That witch out on the plane these days.
But that is... That is a that is a Halloween promotion, my brethren.
Who did that voiceover?
I don't know. Miles, you know who did that voiceover? I don't know who it is.
Let Nikki Crosby.
No, well, Nikki.
I know that
she would not do a voiceover for, you know, for a station promotion here, brethren. It's not Nikki Crosby.
All right.
I don't even think it's any of the ladies who work on staff.
Yo.
Hello.
It's your boy, Jeffrey. I'm up in the building. We come for me and John Boy tomorrow. It'll be Thursday.
Matthew. You hear that Jeffrey voice?
Terrible. Nothing close to the original.
Hello.
Woman, easy.
Easy, Niggs.
The station that does have the fella with the Jay-Z nose and the hairstyle does look like a frustrated rooster who does read the sports.
Who's that? Who said it again? The station?
Yeah, with the fella with the Jay-Z nose and the hairstyle does look like a frustrated rooster.
Are you talking about Saunders?
Yeah.
I don't think you should talk about the man in that kind of derogatory fashion.
Right. I find it very nasty, you know. They like this fella who does do what you know. Because I listening to News Monday and they was interviewing a fella. And the fella say, well, everybody adhering to everything. and they still post that up on News. I say, these people wicked, boy.
So he mixed up adhering and heeding?
Yeah, adhered.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh my gosh, boy, TV6, boy.
Yeah, well, you know.
They're wicked.
Yeah. Well, you know, things happen, you know, things happen.
Over and out.
No, no, niggas. Things happen. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, please, and my soul, how are you going?
Hey, right. HGC, good morning.
How things?
Was
not good, eh?
Oh, cool.
Happy
belated.
Yesterday now, eh? Waiting 29 years, eh?
Wait, boy, this is going on too long, boy, HGC, boy.
And they just keep going up, and, the, you know, HGC, I no shame. They put out an ad for people who doing corruption out there until they form HGC. HGC need to look in the mirror. Because the corruption is inside there as well, too.
Yeah.
Not outside alone. Before them people get in the link to get people keys, to get them out and put them in it.
Mm-hmm.
The link is inside there, too. And yeah. Stop using people's reference number and have somebody living under the reference number. And when you come to tell you to have your file, you understand that the dotage they're giving you. I didn't come for no file. I come for an apartment or a house. Yeah. 1 or 2. I didn't come to tell you to have a man file. It's due to shit for them going on inside of the 29 years from yesterday. I'm 57 years. My brother, I'm 50. We're not going to get me. We're not going to be 80 years.
Well, boy, I'm sorry to hear that, boy. HGC, what you'll do? You'll just continue to wait, HGC. What you'll do?
Well, I've got to do something else.
Yeah, you had to do something else, HGC.
The Guardian, News Day, and the Express, and put it up on the front page.
Oh, you still...
Right, so you will continue the fight.
Yeah, I fell up with that man.
You'll continue the fight.
Because, look, if you join a lottery ticket, right, never long time, you used to draw a lottery ticket.
Lottery.
Right, and you used to have everybody come and sit on and watch and see the number go.
Yes.
Right. Here, AGC is a lottery system thing. But nobody never see the lottery system thing. Nobody. But all people get picked randomly, but it's a lottery system thing.
HGC, you think you'll ever give up this fight, boy?
Nah, I don't give up so easy, brother.
You'll never give up this fight,
nah,
eh?
Nah. My father was a fighter. I just as well.
Yeah. All right, HGC, well, we're fighting along with you know. We at your side, eh?
Yeah, bless up.
Yeah. Somebody said it, brother, waiting 30 years, you know.
Far to the side, but...
Huh?
Maybe a little far to the side.
But we still with him, boy, Miles, boy. We can't give up on HGC. Hello.
Grace. Are you the mayor of Sawa?
If I'm the mayor of Sawa? Yeah. Yes.
Sawa, it's hurting right now, you know.
What happened?
Am I your soca daddy?
Yes, you are.
Will you listen to me?
All the time.
I will love you to sit down and have a chat with Olud. Listen to what Olud have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And do the right thing and clean up Sala. Right now, Sala is like sitting down and having a conversation with my daughter.
What do you mean?
It's very hard and difficult. She knows everything. So do the right thing. Listen to Olud.
No, I'm not listening to Old Road, because Old Road cannot use Sour to prop Belmont. Old Road is wrong.
Belmont can stand up on its own.
Yes, Belmont can stand up on its own. You'd have to bring down Sour to prop.
Grace. Belmont could stand up on their own. I believe Old Road is talking the facts, because
no, Old Road is not.
The Old Road the other day, and it was Jesus. Jesus, it was like the man. So do the right thing. As the mayor of Sawa.
Yeah.
Deal with Sawa.
Okay.
Stench coming out of Sawa. Oh my God.
All right, that's enough, Old Road. Old Road, that is enough.
Not Old Road.
This is Old Road.
That's not Old Road.
I will expose you now, Old Road.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Grace.
All right. Well, Grace, have a good day.
And have Grace.
Yes, I will. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Morning, my brothers.
Yeah.
Tell HTC to bring an envelope with 20K in it for me.
HTC not, you see that who you talking about? HTC not going through that.
My brothers, he is 57. By 60, he getting yours. Right? It is a legitimate thing.
No, it's...
Bring it by HTC.
Nah.
By Salt Key.
Nah. No.
And tell him I will be in the Black Rattle.
No.
PDE.
All right. No. Old Road not. You know, mad Old Road must be listening to that, man.
Who? No.
Old Road. AGC. First I said in Old Road. AGC. Hello.
We on hold.
Hello. They had to put we on hold. Hello. Good morning.
Morning, my brother.
Yes. Good morning.
Well, how long EGC say he's waiting?
He's waiting 29 years as of yesterday.
Oh my Lord.
So he's yesterday moving towards 30 years now.
Yesterday was his anniversary.
Yeah, his birthday and his anniversary of applying for a house.
Oh my God. What I want to find out is what is the necessary procedure that EGC took in order to get his house.
Well, I mean, he went through all the, you know, all that they wanted, the paperwork. He got his reference number, all of that, you know?
I don't think so, you know, my brothers. Let me tell you something. My whole family have EGC houses. But I want to say something. Mm-hmm. Within 4 to 6 months
mm-hmm.
of applying, two mm-hmm. of my sisters got EGC houses.
Please don't say that. Please don't say that for EGC to hear. Please.
Let me say this one time, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
My whole family has AGC houses. Let me say this.
AGC.
There is certain procedures that you need to take in order to get an AGC house, my brother.
Well, I mean, you have to have your paperwork.
Yes, but also, did AGC even qualify for a loan or a mortgage?
Yes, he did. He did. He has all the qualifications. He has everything ready.
Something is really, really wrong. Because if he qualifies for a mortgage, he takes the pre-qualification certificate back to AGC.
Mm-hmm.
He said AGC called him like 4 times for an interview, if I'm not mistaken.
Something so, I can't remember.
That is madness. Somebody isn't doing AGC a very, very vindictive act.
Yes, apparently. Apparently.
Because that is not normal. Because when you take your pre-qualification certificate back to AGC, they call you for allocation, and then when you get allocated, you will get the document, you will cry back to TPMF or any financial interest. Then the process will start, my brother.
You work in AGCR?
Within 4 to 6 months, you will have your house.
Well, I guess, now AGC, his age is against him in terms of a mortgage, you know?
Well, I think he should get a free house, you know.
Well, I think so too. He deserves it.
What AGC should do
mm-hmm.
is that he should go by his MP, right? Talk to his MP about the situation and get a letter and go to HDC.
Well, all right. You gave him good advice there. We don't know who's his MP, but you gave him good advice.
That is the easiest and the fastest way, my brother.
Thank you. Thanks for that advice, sir.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, so HDC, you heard that advice, sir? We don't know who your MP is, but the person giving you some advice there. Hello, good morning.
Hello, morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Who's she? What's going on?
Hello?
Morning, who's she?
Yeah, morning.
She here, buddy.
Yeah, have a nice dinner. Have a nice dinner. Hello, good morning. Yeah, look here, cameo. You see what I'm yesterday? I'm by your place.
Hello?
Hello.
What's your apartment? Your office.
You by your offices? Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yes, good morning.
This is Boss Jockey here by Philly Breeze, Philly Breeze.
This is who?
Boss Jockey, Philly Breeze.
Boss Jockey?
Yeah, come better.
Yeah, than Philly time. Breeze, Philly Breeze.
Come better.
Cameo. Still wanna go up there, but cameo, mate. Any precedent, give me your food, boy.
They were eat at all, boy.
They were give me a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, they were eat at all, boy.
As the food build up, they just press on it, boy. Yeah, and he had a turn back.
Yeah, they were going on diet, boy.
And you know what? I love calling them one time. Kemi, yo! You see what I'm up there? Not me! Hello? That's what I love it to the right humans. Hello? Hello. Why is this person only putting me on hold, Jack? Hello, good morning.
Hello. Hi, morning again, Blaze. Morning.
Oh, gosh.
No, Blaze, we spoke about this. No.
Sorry about my last week, where I couldn't make our little button, not appointment.
We never had no button, not appointment, my friend.
No, remember, I told him I could have come in the studio. And
no, we ever told him that? No.
Yes, Blaze, you told me I was welcome in the studio.
No, so we never told him that.
I'm cooking for butternut.
No. We don't play that game. We don't play that game. We just eat butternut. We don't play the game.
So you don't jump for it, Blaze?
No. We buy it.
Listen, only fun.
Well, good. I good. I miss out on that one.
All right. Me available this afternoon?
No, I'm not available. No time. Available for what?
I'm desperately sick and I'm being cooked for the loss of wine.
You know what? I ain't even saying nothing, yeah? I get.
Oh, gosh, boy. Have a good one. I don't know if you're going up in the East City. Man, such a...
If you go up, he might come back.
He might come back. Hello.
Word.
Oh, word.
What's up? Tell you, see, forget... That whole thing and go by the lapros and pay down on a lot or something.
Nah.
You going in the next
one? The comments
and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Hey, we cool as real wicked, you know, boy. That is wickedness. What would now say there, you know? Nah, boy. Would no, boy. The man will never give up the fight. The man's father was a fighter. So you mad at? Yes, and so is he. Mean like word, boy. Me. Hello.
Why you are going to get on like that when I call?
Yeah, because you'll be calling on real folly too.
Yo, I just tell you about my past experiences.
And yeah, your stories.
I really tried to get through yesterday pertaining to the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so I just gonna give my stories real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so upon early arrival train when I first came.
When did you first come to Trinidad?
I came here like I think it was early 2007.
So long you here, right?
Yeah, man. I tell you, like, three. Okay, so this lady, me and her started to go around, you know, lining, thing, lining parties, go to together. But we started to link up, but I used to post her pics.
You suppose the girl pics, right?
Yeah, but when she posts my pics, she used to crop me out.
I don't understand that.
Like, crop the picture.
So she would post a pic with both of y'all, but she cropping out you. She cropping you.
Yeah, so like my hand will be around her waist. You'll see like a piece of my ears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you wouldn't see the full photo of me and her.
Mm-hmm.
It tore me apart. It really got to me. I really didn't like it. So, you know, eventually I feel like, you got a man. I feel like you got a husband, like you got a private life. Mm-hmm. You're hiding from me. But we went our separate ways. I see her sometimes. She got, you know. But Nadia Batson.
Hey, bitch. Bitch. What is this? What are you bringing Nadia into this for?
It's all love, man. It's all love.
So Nadia was your first girlfriend when you came to Trinidad?
Yeah. So my first love, man. Are you looking sick?
All right, okay, thanks.
All right,
thanks for your story, bitch.
Blessings, man.
You say I love you, right?
You say you love me?
He said no, I love you?
I said peace and love, man. Oh, God, man.
Nah, to me, I heard I love you.
Like I love you, eh, bitch? Bitch, don't call
back. Take your time, eh?
Bitch, man.
Take her 2 weeks,
though. Jeez, I'm very...
And Nadia was right for cropping you out with that kind of behavior. Man? Hello, good morning. Who is this?
Hold on.
Yeah, looks, people say he said I love you. Yeah, he said that.
I love you.
He didn't say no peace and love. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, looks, people say he said I love you. I like a tick too, please.
Hello? Hello? Hello, good morning.
Hi, please.
My goodness.
Morning.
Yeah, morning.
How you going?
Good, excellent.
Oh, why do you call you her she's?
No, that's a long story. A young lady from Ova gave me that name. So you're not supposed to you're not supposed to call me that.
I could call you Nago?
No, definitely not.
So you don't
just
like
call
me
Blaze. Just call me Blaze.
Oh gosh, please. You look like a Nago, hello.
Not good. Whatever. Cool, no problem. Thanks for the observation, but
you just
call me Blaze.
Blaze or Butternut?
Nah, just call me Blaze. No Butternut, no Noggle, just call me Blaze.
But you like Butternut?
I do like Butternut, yes.
Oh, God, Blaze. Blaze, what about Wattie?
Maz, where these questions just come from, Jed? I don't know about Wattie. He's not here right now.
Okay, just tell him he will get his gift, okay?
What gift?
I just waiting for them to put back the money in the DSF so I could get my susu to buy something for him.
What, you don't want nothing from you?
He will get something, and when he gets it, he will tell you.
Okay, well, I guess he wouldn't tell me anything because he wouldn't give him anything.
How? I'll just shop it for Cookshan downstairs. And Cookshan will sell it up.
All right, thanks. Thanks.
Hi, cheese.
Yeah. No. Blaze.
Oh, okay. Butternut Blaze.
No, not Butternut Blaze. Just Blaze.
Answer?
Anything like that would work.
Oh, okay. Oh, that one sounds so romantic. Answer.
Look, Mr. Man. Mr. Man. Hello. Hey, Alligator.
What's up, my brother?
What's going on?
It's a long time I trying to get you since March, you know.
Well, how long we hear from you?
Well, I was trying to get you since March, but I didn't have no money on my phone.
Well, give thanks. Give thanks, you have money on your phone now.
Yeah, well, my idol is thinking a lot, you know.
Okay.
But, and that girl always wrote after other Janine.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, how is it she could lie down with that big stink that you rock, man?
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
Hello.
Good morning, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Yes, FCB here.
Who?
FCB.
Now we can.
I see HTC has an outstanding loan.
Okay.
One Suzuki Swift.
Okay.
What I can suggest is you go out here. I don't have a baby and looking for a roommate.
Okay, my boy.
Dad, what going on with all this today, boy? Like, I don't know why. Give me an ease, boy.
Then I give me a ease, boy. Then I give me a ease. Then I give me a ease, Jen. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, morning.
I saw an ad in the Guardian classified, you know, for escort.
Mm-hmm.
And they were offering, you know, Venezuelan escorts, and I get excited because I like that.
You like Venice, right?
So I call the number, mm-hmm. and I organize to go in the Palm.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she had to keep her mask on because it's COVID.
Right.
And my girl, she going down in the Spanish, etc. And
she what?
She's
speaking Spanish.
Spanish.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and I like that, so I get in on her real bad. And after a while, the thing gets sweet, and I hear she started talk English. So I say, well, what is really going on here?
Uh-huh.
When I realize that the girl talking too much English.
Mm-hmm.
I look in to pull off the mask and she say, "Don't do me that." You know, I was desperate.
let's just move on. We have hello, good morning.
It's in private, yeah, boy.
Oh, private. Well, go on.
That's a long time I ain't touched base in other than cup.
Yeah. What's going on in your life? What's going on in your life?
Well, will I get rid of Janice? That was my old woman friend. I get rid of she.
Mm-hmm.
I got a middle age thing now.
How middle? 55, 50? How?
54 there.
54, all right. 40, around yeah, that age.
Right. Second I young man.
Yeah. Still sprightly.
Yeah, I get rid of the bar and onto Saina now. You know it goes.
All right. Goodness. Good for you. Thanks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Have a good day.
Same to you, bless.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah. Thank you. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Jama.
Yeah, good morning.
Our song they fall already.
What song is that?
The people not taking that. The people not taking that. Hey, the people not taking that. So the people not taking that. Mr. Breeze, know what you're doing with the people's money. Stop blaming the government because you done danced up with the money already.
Okay. All right. You know what? It's 9 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. This nation, boy. Just had a shake here at this nation, and Minister Nine coming up, eh?
What is this tall prince said? The drummer wins it.
Drummer wins it.
Oh, God. All you don't do me that. Shut it down. Don't do me that.
So, it's 8:28. So we're heading into minutes to nine with the drama. And you know when it's minutes to nine, it gets very, very sticky. Hey, good morning to our team, Wallerfield. Tis Bucket and his team. People don't send too much shouts on our Drama Wednesday, you know. Well, it's a 624-1005-623-5001. And it is minutes to nine. We continue with the drama. Let us get in and see what is going on. Hello, good morning.
Hi, hello. Right?
Hello.
Hello. Are you Belgian police coming here? I'm a Belgian police.
Okay, well, who are you looking for?
That Belgian guy who always calling you on the slam Babylon. Right?
Yeah.
He's wanted in Barbados.
For what? What are his crimes?
Well, he had a church called, he's a Shepherd Jiggy. I was swindling people.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been swindling old people, having church services and doing certain things, and we have surveillance on him right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I find he's been calling on this show Slam Blood Law and some use a mogul.
Yeah.
So I want to know, like, if he was harboring him or anything.
No, I'm not harboring him.
And this other one they call, like, some Belmont Prince, Bella, some Smythe.
Yeah.
We having all the under surveillance, you know.
Okay, no problem. But we not harboring him or anything like that. We just, he just called.
The Queen picked me personally to come down here. I came in by submarine on, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, yeah. Belgian police.
I'm still watching you all.
Okay.
You want to talk about that already?
Yes.
They have information anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, have a pleasant day. I see you all. I'll be watching you all down there.
No problem.
Okay. Right. Okay. And that's it. I'm looking for you very hard.
Okay, very hard. Careful.
Who's on the way?
Yeah. Hello.
Angastura.
Obetas.
Oh, my. What is it, my bro?
Everything cool, what's your word?
Blaze, the Prince coming Friday, huh?
Is he due this Friday, man?
You ain't sure, you know. You can never tell the Prince, yeah.
He's well, come like every other week. You're not sure?
Well, I want to know what's going on with him. I know the end problem is this. Like, LSB ain't making him no money. Like, the Angastura CEO just say, you know, done with Lara.
But all right, it is not Lara.
I know he's still owing Lisa Rovidas, you know.
Okay. Money. Bye-bye.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Somebody accept that's a restraint.
Yeah.
The vice sanitizer is super little loader, you know.
He's a man like take a TD.
Hello. Yeah, he's moving the thing. Yeah, word. Apologize, please.
For what?
First things first, apologize to AGC for saying that.
Nobody man want a place to rest. I give him the ultimate.
No, place. He don't want no place to rest. He want a house.
To live in,
yes.
I a house for the rest of eternity.
Anyway, move on now.
No, but why apologize for? I can't get some song advice?
Nah, that's not good advice. Move on.
Blaze, who gave me a mortgage at 50?
It's 57.
Wait, you apologize now.
Why apologizing for that?
That's
the man. That's the man.
No, but my man speaking facts. I'm speaking facts. You 57. You
right. You didn't call here to talk about that this time.
No, I didn't call for that last time. No. Well, it's your spirit. Just send that to my mouth.
Just call me and call for him.
Call for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Back to the topic from yesterday, boy.
What topic? The social media?
Yeah, we're not exposing your significant other because I distinct men in the industry and thing.
Right. Well, you said that.
We were talking about Shal yesterday.
No. We were not talking about Shal.
We
were not talking about Shal.
We had a family discussion and Shal's name came up, right?
No. You brought up Shal's name.
You know what I'm saying?
To our dismay.
We were having a family discussion and Shal's name came up.
Who is we?
Well, he said the three cousins.
Name come up. You, myself, and mine.
No. I was never no discussion with you, my brethren, and Shal name come up. Shal name, and I would never do Shal.
Let me say what I say, right? Well, yeah. I say, you're not Shal alone. Go ahead, think about it. The guy Chevlin and Ding Dong. Right? If Chevlin didn't expose the thing, Ding Dong will not take it from him.
All right, well, cool.
And then what I'm doing though?
Wait, that was telling you. So better keep your business private.
Yeah, but Thief from TVs may go and laugh.
The guy salty.
All right. Okay, we move on now. We moving on. Hello.
Hi, hi. Morning again, bro.
My goodness,
man. Man, we talk about morning again, idea.
Yesterday I had an interesting program I was trying to get through.
Well, didn't you get through yesterday?
No, I didn't get through. I'm concerned the about posting, you know, your significant other and whatnot. So you guys know I'm very discreet with my lovers.
No, we don't.
We don't know that.
And we don't want to know.
Because, yeah, nobody knew I was beaten out for Richard.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Dad. All right, that is a day for, what is he saying?
Morning again.
That is a day for morning again.
How long is it?
That is a day for morning again. Hello, good morning.
Woman easy.
Oh, next.
Oh, God, would you wicked boy?
Nah, he off.
Why would? Why good way? You see that? Let's let you to see. Hold on now, man. Remember the minister say he go have houses for 925?
Yeah.
So you might get you in that batch. Nothing wrong with that.
Well,
I just want him ease up. Don't really go by a MP now. Because he might want to butter your up so you to get out.
You don't know who MP is. He never told us where he living. Hello, good morning.
Hey, big man, I'm late.
Oh,
right.
Producer.
What's the vibe?
Well, go on, everything Irie.
Yeah, Miles, morning.
How you stay? Good?
Yeah, everything good. Hear this now, boy. I'm getting real fed up of them people and them who selling on the highway, boy.
Why, man?
But you know, I'm nearly clear where you are, Bobo.
How
you nearly clear where you are, Bobo?
The man don't cross the road. The man see the lights change to green. Cross the road, stamp in between like the both directions of the highway, the median there, stamp by the median. Because a truck man hail you on the far left, he run across the same time I now mash gas.
Good.
Just to get a sale for nuts.
Well, I mean, you know, it's about sales, eh? It's about the you sales, know how sales going these days.
But I find profit, Benjamin, if I doing it, boy.
No, that's not profit. That is not. Done.
Gosh,
producer.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Hello.
Morning, morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey. You know, how they gonna put Patsy against Alison Bay?
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
What is that about?
What
is that about body or tune?
Is about what?
Is that about body or tune?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean? It's supposed to have something going on tonight between Patsy and Alison.
Seriously?
Yes, on IG.
Okay.
I want to know if it's about body or tunes because well, I know Patsy can't come against Ali with body.
Well, Alison, she take her, you know?
And she more real.
Well, both of them real. I mean, they're two real independent ladies.
I mean, both of them
they're two realists. They're two realists.
Real. You know that Bumbo Man Patsy not real?
I don't know that, my friend. I don't know that. I never see it. I never touch it or anything. I don't know that.
You don't know that?
No, I don't know that.
I'm GWG.
Nah. Just don't know that neither. That girl off. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, I'm gonna say again, but finally, why when men talking facts, I just cut them off, boy?
Because you need to cool it.
No, but when men talking facts, I just want to cut them off and let us say we don't talk the truth.
Nah, that wasn't
facts. This is Drama Wednesday. This is where we have to talk the truth.
Yeah, but that wasn't facts.
This is where we have to talk the truth. This is where we have to say where. So why is nobody working 6 to 9 again? Why?
Well, they decided to go with the automation, you know?
The automation.
Yeah.
Blaze. So what about the youngsters coming up, Blaze?
I don't know. I mean, you know, these questions you normally ask us, we can't answer.
Why you can't answer, Blaze? Why you can't answer? Why the Guardian going to $3 instead of $2 in this hard time?
Can't answer. The Express is 4, Newsday is 3, so it seems like it's bubbling around the same thing for everybody.
It bubbling around the same thing?
Yeah.
All right, Blaze. I nothing. I just
school visit and I just asking these questions to find out what's really going on. But I hear DJ Anna coming to work by on the holiday. That true?
I don't know anything about that.
You don't know nothing about that?
Nah.
Nope.
I hear she coming with ultrasound.
Okay.
We don't know nothing about that.
We don't know anything about it, but...
Yeah, but you know she does, you know it's Hannah, so she does touch ultrasound banana. You know, so...
All right, bye-bye. I don't know nothing about ultrasound and DJ Anna.
Oi, good morning, Vibes. Until.
Hello.
Oi, good morning, Until.
Yeah, good morning.
I must admit, the jury was out when it came to you and Butternut. But after I saw you with that Popeye sandwich, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my wife used to endorse Butternut, but you can spread my buns like a Popeye sandwich any
day. No, have a nice day. No, sir, I don't want to. Thank you.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Yeah, the slammer.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, trying to get through to Blaze there.
Yeah, speaking. What's up?
Now, where Blaze, dog?
That's Blaze, boy.
I know him, I know him myself there.
Dan Dada, you need to turn down your radio.
I turn it down.
Okay, go ahead, Dan Dada.
Yeah, tell HGC if you all get a house, you know, he had a check.
HGC?
Nah, he had a check with CJ.
Yeah, bye bye. Last time I checked, he wasn't the housing minister. Oh, hello, good morning.
Yes, buddy, me. Jerry just selling to Spelly Bunch.
Who's that?
Jerry just selling to Spelly Bunch.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Do you mind say your wife, you send us button as everybody know Nikki? You send us button. I mean, the rumors tell you should be suspect every time.
Yo. Oh gosh.
When I robbery playoff, like, remember some years ago, you was on the scene of an unfortunate incident with Shot Bush on the corner of Gassica Street, right?
Yes.
And you lie down belly first.
Nah.
And cover your head.
Nah.
Jerry and I robbery lie down with me back and open up your head. What kind of robbery is that? Right.
Have a nice day. Let's say have a nice day. Hello.
Oh, morning.
Morning, my friend.
How long you waiting for your house?
29 years.
And how old he is now?
57.
57?
Yeah.
Wait, are you still studying this life?
57 minus 29 is how much?
Great wood, boy. Yes, but I have plan for the afterlife.
That's wood.
But 50.
Hello. Oi. Don't run.
Nah, he run from down that. Hello.
Welcome to Sesame Street.
Hello?
Hello, fellas.
Yeah, morning. Yeah, morning.
So, what's going on?
We good, brethren. What's going on?
I just calling to say, if you know, I'll go work and reach up to and then late. It's my fault.
Okay, well, no problem. Cool. Thanks for the alert. All right, no problem. Thanks. Thank you. Hello, good morning. Alligator, you need to cool it. Just turn on your radio, please.
Hello.
Turn on your radio, please, Alligator. Turn on your radio.
Shirich?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Janine.
No, not yet.
What time is she coming in today?
She'll be on air for 9 o'clock.
For 9 o'clock, we will get you the message.
You didn't hear the message, you know?
Well, I want to stick my tongue.
Okay, bye. Hello, good morning.
We're so good, but I can't see my way.
Hello?
I can't see my way, boy, please, but they're going to bust down the DSS again.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh! Because I take the grant from the government, the little 5,000 again, the artist, and I jump in with our bridging, boy. My name is Z. I don't know, a long way to wait. I can't bust on the thing, my best, boy.
But your real name is again with Z.
Whoa! But I didn't even get him.
Nation, girl,
morning, my bridge is on Trinidad Rentals.com. Eh?
Mm-hmm. What do you rent?
Did he not rent out the bottom?
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Somebody said it totally correct. They say, I can't take this nation, you know.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, this nation.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
This industry, all in the, you know, is a bunch of wicked man in this industry.
Well, there are wicked people in every industry, yeah?
But this you one, real jet boy. Imagine a man had a food, hand it down to the next man, and the man gone and get engaged in a me fed. Wicked, Jason is a wicked man, boy.
They doing research,
I think. Yeah, boy, I don't know, boy. This nation getting more wicked, wicked and wicked. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Breaking news here.
Yeah, breaking news.
I have just received unconfirmed reports that there is a bacchanal brewing in front of the Ministry of National Security.
Seriously?
So I came to the scene, and from what I understand, there's an individual here very adamant on speaking to somebody in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He said he is fed up of the police raiding the DSS. This is the second time he went in, and there's a possibility that he is going to lose his money again. The security did not let him in.
Mm-hmm.
He came to his car, and he is just sitting right now, crying in depression, blasting music loud, loud, loud.
Mm-hmm. So he's playing music and crying.
My gosh, is that a knife? Excuse. Oh, gosh, guys, I got to go up to this car. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. Oi, oi.
You don't
need to do this. Men getting very innovative with it. With the calls now, eh? Hello.
Yeah, my cousin, boy. Then get creative with
job. Real creativity. It's like it's a Broadway show.
Yeah. the man that is there at already, you know.
Pun pause, you
know. Yeah, boy, man, you're saying, boy, the call dropped just now.
No, it didn't drop. It didn't drop. I cut you off.
Just imagine if Naya did keep the girl secret.
Drummer Wednesday.
Oh God,
I ain't even going through that. Hello.
Morning again.
Oh God, morning again.
No.
Morning please. Again, oh gosh.
Wait a minute, 1 second. Did I hear correctly just now?
What? What did you hear?
That I can rent a bus.
No, I don't know nothing about that.
A caller mentioned something about somebody renting their bus.
Nah, I don't know anything about that. You know, here what's going on?
You know,
morning again. You need to kind of raise your levels of hearing because it's only like one set of things here about.
That's all I want, please. You know.
Hello.
Okay, please.
You can change your ways?
Change what ways, please? This is how I am. I told you what I am interested in. Everyone know this. I told you what I've been craving. So for months now, please, since this lockdown, I haven't been able to fly to England to get my regular.
People calling for the ban of morning again, you know.
Yeah. Long time.
Hello.
Yeah, boy, please. So you go cut off the Dandada, so why you sing one song and you can also a big playboot?
Nah, Dandada, you gotta make a turn, boy. We're not going through that, boy.
I can't even remember. He's a
My God. Yes. I have some concerns about marketing in this country.
Marketing?
Who selected the persons to try this new Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Alright, Regent.
Because listen, outside of you, I don't know what made them choose the other people.
Okay, just leave everything.
No,
the chicken sandwich is nice.
I see a video on IG. They do it in Point One Studio. I know it was Point One Studio because everybody was standing up. And Rode Bolland, this sandwich is bringing back fun memories. Because the last time he had all that meat in his mouth is when he and O'Brien had that dinner.
Okay. Miles, I think that's it. I feel like
the comments it. And views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays like are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
I think that's it. Hello?
Drama.
Yeah, morning.
I just want to say, Miles, please big up all yourself. We love all your brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Big up all the callers. All let us make my day.
Mm-hmm.
Nation.
Goodness. Thank you, my brethren.
Miles, good job.
Thank you, my brethren. We appreciate that.
Big up you wherever you stand. Big up yourself.
All the time.
Nice, brothers.
Yes, my brethren.
Respect.
Yeah, all the time. Hello.
Hi, Dave.
You should have stopped.
Berlin Bantan.
There's just one thing. You just made my morning. I watched your video. I like to see how you're biting that burger. I'm like, oh my God.
It's a chicken sandwich.
Oh, well, still, babe, look how you put that thing in your mouth.
Okay. Maz, I think that's it, you know. I think I got it.
Very good.
Yeah. Morning to the Popeyes team. Good job. Morning, Michelle. Good job. Time to go.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, on behalf of Selector Miles, this is Blaze the Mogul, the mayor of Sour City. Don't forget to kneel long, say your prayers. God first and mankind after. Janine is up next. And Aswad. So, yeah. Be good day. Maz, could you, by chance, you have any cleansers there?
Yeah, you can get one.
Give us a Luciano.
You're
that
Luciano.
Yeah, he's a, you know.
That's good.
Woman, you cleanse. Let's just cleanse the airwaves for Janine and Aswad to step in.
No problem.
Yeah, you go ahead and you do your thing. Yeah. Yeah, taking it. Wow, yeah, you're real cleansing, boy.
Slam. Everything just sounds so much better on Slam.
On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Slam. 100.5.
FM.
Slam. 100.5.
FM.
Why you always in the mood? Around like I'm brand new. I ain't tryna tell you what to do, but try to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood?
100.5 progressive and unstoppable.
In less than no time, I got donkey knees, donkey knees, donkey knees, donkey knees. I fed up a man for me like a little seat. Since you love the job so much, keep it more to me.
Where's that, man?
Slam 100.5. 100.5.